happy to hear about the announcement from the province. It allowed us to proceed with spectators. I mean, our dream in the first place, of course, was to have a tanker that was a real big event for the community. And we've had to draw back, of course, on that vision. So just to have even an event with half capacity, that's important to us.
Doug, what's the reality in terms of the measures and the protocols that people will have to follow in terms of attending live?
Yeah. The biggest implication is that we're 50% capacity. So we'd originally intended to have about 1,000 people in the Plex in Port Elgin, and we're now down to 500. And then, of course, there's going to be all kinds of protocols in place in terms of double vaxing, masking, distancing. So it's meant that we've had to cancel a few functions. For example, the meet and greet between the sponsors and the players. It wasn't feasible under the, or even advisable, I guess you could say, under the new protocols.
We're with Doug Flowers from the steering committee for the Port Elgin Chrysler 22 Ontario Tankard, powered by Bruce Power. What was your immediate reaction to the news? Was it joy, or was it, okay, this is the reality, let's move forward?
I guess it was resignation. You know, we said let's just move forward and make the best of it. And making lemonade out of lemons, I guess you could say. we've pivoted. I guess that's the word of the day, and we're going to do the best we can with the protocols in place. One of the biggest implications is the fact that we were too successful with our marketing early on. As of mid-December, we'd sold approximately 650 tickets for the weekend, attendance. And we have to cut that down. So we're in the process right now, in conjunction with Curl On, to approach all the ticket holders and ask them if they would want to give up their tickets. And we're hoping that through that process, we can winnow it down to 500.
Isn't that a dilemma? You know, you're successful, but now it turns out that you were too successful.
Well, we were smiling to ourselves the other day, saying we've never had to practice negative marketing before.
I've never heard that term until now. So
it's a new term that we've just coined here in Port Elgin.
Last couple of questions for Doug Flowers, and again, the Port Elgin Chrysler 22 Ontario Tankard will be staged at the Plex. It's powered by Bruce Power, and it begins on February the 9th. As you get prepared now, obviously squeezing down to 500 is your biggest priority. Is there anything else that you have to manipulate or reorganize before your start date?
I mean, I guess one of the other more interesting things is that the one of the final events to qualify teams for the tanker had to be canceled. And so that event was to generate three teams that would eventually participate. And there was going to be 18. So instead of having that competition, what Curl On has done is it's used a scoring or a points system to determine what teams now will participate. And as a result of that, the field has gone from eight teams to 12 teams. So we now have the 12 best teams in the province as opposed to the eight.
Fascinating turn of events. Finally, Doug, I know at one point when it didn't look like you were going to be able to maybe offer a tankard or the tankard that you really want or think the people of Port Elgin and the region deserves, there was an application, I understand, made to On Curl or Curl On to have the event again in 2023. Is that accurate? Is that still on the table, or where are we with that?
Yeah, we've put that on the table. I guess our sense is that we really want to give our community the event that we dreamed of, an event with 1,000 people and with no protocols and all the fun and excitement that normally attends to a tanker. We are meeting with Curl On within the next week to discuss this further. Nothing conclusive as of yet, But hopefully we will have some an answer on that, an indication as to where we go within the next couple of weeks.
Well, Doug, thanks for this. Congratulations on taking a step forward, maybe not the perfect step forward, but a definite step forward, and all the best between now and the first rock being thrown.
Okay. Thanks a lot.